federal government is throwing a lot of people and hardware at the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, ships, containment gear, aircraft. It's all going there in bulk. But one piece of hardware that's been pressed into service isn't moving from its moorings far from the spill. It's a supercomputer at the Texas Advanced Computing Center, and it's being used to model the movement of oil. Here with details is Irene Qualters, the program director for the National Science Foundation's Blue Waters program. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
So you have something called the Sustained Petascale Computational Resource. What is that?
Well, it's it will be coming on next year. It's a large IBM system, over 300,000 cores, and it's being developed in cooperation with the University of Illinois and, of course, with IBM.
And it's in Texas, right?
Actually, this will be coming online next year. The system in Texas that's being used for this current model is one of 11 resources that the NSF funds in cooperation with various academic institutions for U.S. Researchers, all U.S. researchers in science and engineering research. And so the TAC, the system at TAC, which is called Ranger, is our second largest resource. And is being used specifically in conjunction with a recent award that the National Science Foundation made to approximately 5 researchers at 4 institutions who have a model of the coastal, the Louisiana, Texas, etc., the Gulf Coast states. And this model was refined, actually, in the aftermath of Katrina to be particularly effective in storm surges. It has a finer resolution than other models, and it's able to take data every 6 hours that the National Weather Service provides, for example, satellite data tracking the oil. And these researchers are well connected with both NOAA and the Department of Homeland Security. So what they're doing with this award and with this time on the supercomputer is that they will be refining that model so that it actually can represent the oil as it moves towards the coast. And they'll be running a version of the model at least once a day and up to 4 times a day, because as I mentioned, the satellite data and other data from the National Weather Service is with respect to tide changes, etc., and movement of oil is updated every 6 hours. So, for example, as a hurricane would develop, they'd want to be running 4 times a day.
Well, let me ask you this. If we have all the satellite information and we can see the pictures, what will the model add that we don't know?
Actually, it runs predicts for up to 72 hours in advance the exact movement and the volume as it heads into these fragile areas of the coast. And so it will be able to help those who are trying to mitigate and plan for mitigating the effect of the oil. It will help them focus their resources and be able to expect how much is coming and precisely where, because it's a pretty big coast.
We're speaking with Irene Qualter. She's program director for the National Science Foundation's Blue Waters program. And so we have a hurricane season coming, and I think a lot of people are worried about how the hurricanes, if one should occur in the Gulf, will whip up all this oil or
exactly.
Shove it around. Will this help in that regard?
Exactly, and that's the strength of these researchers and the models they're using. It is particularly adept at storm surge and the effect within the coastal regions. And so using the supercomputer at TAC, it takes about 3.5 hours on 4,000 cores of the 60,000 plus that are on this system. It takes about 3.5 hours for them to do a run that will then predict out to 3 days. And so they'll be running essentially 1 to 4 times a day, depending on conditions to help, as I said, predict where the oil is coming in, what the volume of oil is, and the amount of oil.
And is there a plan to make some of this predictive information available to people that might be affected? They could look online and say, uh-oh, here comes the oil to my house.
Yes. I mean, this team is, and this model is used, and the results of this will be used by both NOAA and Department of Homeland Security, who have websites existing, and they will use this to better predict where the oil is going to end up and in what volume, because it's I think from the early stages of this oil spill, it's been clear that we don't have a very good idea of where it's going to be and when, and how. For example, is it going to be tar balls? What are the other attributes? And I should also say that this is a piece of research. There are other areas of research that NSF is funding through its rapid awards that will look at things, for example, what's happening with that deep water plume. And again, other models are stronger at that, what's happening in the deep water. And so other parts of NSF are funding research in that direction and in things like what will help break up the oil effectively and with safety. So this particular research is very important and hopefully will help those that are being directly affected. But I think some of the longer term issues associated with the deep water and how best to break up the oil, there are independent efforts going on to do the necessary research quickly to help those efforts too.
Well, it sounds like at least one silver lining in all this is the opportunity to build these models and really learn more how we can deal with future types of disasters.
Yes, and in fact, one of the important things about this model is it's actually using research that was done post-Katrina and during the Katrina hurricane. It has actually fed into the accuracy of this model so that hopefully as we go into this hurricane season, we're benefiting both from the research that's going on right now, but also we're learning from disasters that occurred previously.